Today, we journey west and explore the city of Yorkville as we continue WGN Radio's hometown tour. We're hitting all the hot spots in Yorkville, and you're coming with us. It's your hometown, Yorkville Style, sponsored by McDonald's.
We've met some very lovely people from Yorkville. The deputy police chief joined us. Gavin Kieber from Mars Wrigley joined us. And somebody said, you know, I wasn't aware that the Mars Wrigley Skittles were made in Yorkville and that it was still a family-owned business. And somebody said that one of the family members is worth $38 billion. Wow, that's a staggering amount. Too much for my head to wrap around, like what kind of life you can live with that, all based on gum and candy and that type of stuff. Our next guest is Brent Edwards, the director of communications with Yorkville School District. If anybody has a good like vibe or an understanding of a town, it would be you, Brent, because you see all the kids that come through the schools, right?
Yeah. Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having us. Boy, this is an exciting time to be able to share a little bit of our story about the District 115 in Yorkville. Yeah, you're right. We see a lot of kids come through here, that's for sure.
So you serve kids from Yorkville, Bristol, portions of Montgomery, Oswego, Plano. That's a lot.
Yeah, you know, we have 11 schools, 13 buildings, nearly 1,000 employees, over 7,100 students every day come through these schools, come through the door. So it's a different day every single day.
So is Yorkville Community Unit School District 115 the biggest employer in that area?
I would say so, yes. I think that's correct.
I was looking at your summer lineup and the things that you offer kids in the summer. That's pretty amazing. There's a lot going on, isn't there?
You know, it's funny you should say that, because this morning I was out. We have an endurance camp for the cross country for kids from, you know, third grade all the way up to high school. And they did a color run this morning. So I was out taking pictures and promoting the color run. I didn't get any powder on me, though, so that's good.
Okay, that's a miracle, because I've done that as a parent when Liam was in middle school. And those kids love throwing that powder on you.
They were directed no headshots. Only go for the middle of the body.
That's great. So are you a resident of Yorkville as well?
I am. We've been out here for about 23 years, and we have four children, and all four of them have gone through the system. In fact, my fourth child is a sophomore in high school now.
Oh, my gosh. So you've seen it. You've worked within it. And what do you have to say about your school district and the important part that it plays in a town the size of Yorkville?
You know, it's great. I kind of liken it that the community is the school district and the school district is the community. To be able to watch a kid from a district age of pre-K or kindergarten all the way through high school and beyond, it's such a unique experience that you get to watch them grow into young adults. And they become part of the fabric of the community. I kind of liken it to the fact that the tapestry of the community is woven with the thread of our students. We have teachers and staff that have children in the district, so it's a huge connection. We have students who work in businesses throughout the area. I know you're doing these segments, and you've touched on a lot of restaurants and the water park, and our students are there. They're helping out.
Yeah.
It's great to be able to see a kid play football under the lights on a Friday night. And then on Saturday, they could be the one asking you for your order at a neighborhood restaurant. It's really impactful to see how the kids are part of the fabric of this community in such a great, great town.
And Friday Night Lights is a big deal in a town the size of Yorkville. How many people show up for those games?
You know, it's sold out every Friday. It's we're trying to expand the bleachers. In fact, we just did a huge athletic facility upgrade this past year with a new turf field and the football field, new softball field, baseball diamonds got redesigned. And it is, you're right. It's where the community comes together. They shake hands, they smile, they tell old stories. It's the opportunity to look into the future as well. And it's just a great night to have the community celebrate our students and our faculty.
Sounds like you wouldn't want to live anywhere else.
You know what? We moved out here to raise our family, and my wife is actually a fourth-grade teacher at one of the schools, and she actually taught our daughter, who's now a sophomore. She taught her in the fourth grade. Yeah, it's amazing. It really is.
That's lovely. Well, thank you for joining us today. Thanks for being a good representative of the community that you serve and that you love.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for doing this. This is a great opportunity to tell our story and, you know, go Foxes.
Absolutely. Brent Edwards is the Director of Communications of Yorkville School District 115. And, you know, we have a really cool package that you can win so you can play and stay and shop and dine in Yorkville. It's valued at over $3,000. Of course, we're going to get you into Raging Waves because that is the largest water park in the nation. And everybody we've had on today is buzzed about the food. They're known for their boutique restaurants. And I'm telling you what, if my buddy Noah Gabriel, he sang at my wedding. He's more than a wedding singer. I had to beg him to do it. But he plays the law office every once in a while. Catch live music there. Check out the craft beer and mead and relax and breathe at Salt Therapy. And, you know, just spend some time. We'll put you up at the Holiday Inn in Yorkville. And all you have to do is go to the contest page. You have until July 21st, but do it now while you're thinking about it. Get your entry in at WGNradio.com/contests. And Rich DeMuro joins us next. He's our tech guy. He tried out a cell phone plan that cost $0 a month. We'll find out how that went. First, Mary's got to check on weather and traffic.